one person in and stop.
It's hard to muster up a footy team when you live on a remote cattle station hundreds of kilometres from the nearest town. Often there's just mum, dad and a sibling or two around to play ball. But for 1 week each year, it's not a problem for these sports-mad distance education kids from Queensland and the Northern Territory. G'day, I'm Eric Barker, and hundreds of these kids have gathered here in Mount Isa in northwest Queensland for their annual Sports for Bush Kids Week.
Go back to your positions!
For many, it's a much-needed chance to brush up on their team's sports skills before they head off to boarding school in the new year.
I'm Lucky Hawkins and I live at Hurtwell Station.
I'm Archie Smith and I live in Iffley Station.
What have you been up to this week?
Every morning, well, this is only our second day, we do gym, cricket, volleyball, no, netball, basketball, then swimming, and then we come and do rugby or soccer, and then there's tennis as well. And yeah, it's great week. But every morning I wake up so sore.
Feeling a bit hot at the end of the day as well, Archie?
Yeah, yesterday wasn't too bad, eh? It was pretty overcast, but just today it's a bit warm, but you get used to it, eh?
Yeah. So how many times have you guys been to Sports for Bush Kids before?
This would be my fifth Sports for Bush Kids, but this is going to be my last.
And Archie?
Yeah, this is my fifth too, and because I'm year six, I'm graduating today.
Both off to school next year?
Yep. Yeah.
You've been playing a bit of rugby and soccer and things here. What sports do you think you're going to play there next year?
Well, my main sport is definitely rugby. I really love rugby, so definitely going to be playing that. I might do a bit of cricket. I'm not sure if I'll do soccer. I'm definitely going to do rowing.
What about you, Lockie?
Yeah, I'm going to do some rugby and some cricket.
Go, chase on.
And while it's Lockie and Archie's last Sports for Bush Kids week in Mount Isa, Kimberly Rains is here for her son's first. They've travelled all the way from Tambo in western Queensland, about 1,000 kilometres away, to take part.
That's what my little boy needs right now. He's 8 turning 9 and it's just a wonderful week.
Why do you think he needs sport so much?
Look, Stanley tries really hard all year with his academic work, but he loves sport, and sport is something that we don't get a lot to do, and he's been asking. I think he's at the age where he really wants more sport in his life. He keeps asking for more sport, and we just don't want to travel those long, long distances during the week, so to come up here and do a whole week in one go is just fabulous, and we get access to so many different sports throughout the week. So,
what about even playing them at home?
Oh, yes, we are a heavy soccer family and rugby league, NRL is very popular. So, look, he does those ones. But other than that, not a lot, no. And not in a team environment, you know. There's probably two on two at home, his little brother and his father and me and him. So, just to be in a team environment and to learn from other kids and to be inspired to do better. That's why you come, to be in an environment where there's lots of other children.
Keep going. Holding tight, down low.
Like Kimberly Rains, event organiser Shelley Hawkins says it's important to give the children a chance to play team sports.
We just try and choose popular sports that we feel everyone would be interested in and have a go at. In the past, we've thought about what kids then are going to go away to boarding schools and play, but, you know, there's such a wide variety all over wherever they go now, so I don't think that's as much of a factor now. It's just trying to cover a lot of sports to give every kid a chance to do something they really like to do and learn.
Lovely work. Well done. Down it is. Great fight, boys.